Growing Green on our regular segment on urban agriculture is back with Chris Higgins of Urban Ag News. Welcome, Chris.
Thanks for having me again.
Lots of people are looking at controlled environment agriculture. It's taking agriculture indoors using artificial light. Many of these lights are LED lights, high-pressure sodium lights, or derivatives of that. What do you know about this, Chris? And how is the price and technology of LED lights changing so that's making it more affordable?
Well, yeah, this is a topic that I actually am very interested by and surrounded by most of my day. So the LED lights, our lighting technology in general is becoming more and more efficient. And if the trend towards growing crops in more controlled environments continues, the ability to produce light using electric sources is going to become more and more important. And currently, as we all know, outdoor farms don't pay for their light energy. So efficiency of lighting technologies is greatly important if controlled environment agriculture is continuing to grow, or if we're going to be growing light-loving crops in areas or geographies that don't have a lot of light through their winter months. And we've spoken in the past about locally grown produce. For us and for consumers in northern markets to have locally grown produce year-round, the ability to provide supplemental light is extremely important. Otherwise, those plants simply won't grow in those environments.
So let's look at the different indoor growing environments and talk about how lighting is changing. So the first is the greenhouse.
Yep.
And then there's a glass house. Can you differentiate the two?
Yeah, so a greenhouse and a glass house, it's the same thing. Really, you have different levels of technology in a greenhouse. So if the general public is just driving through, eastern part of the United States, they're going to see a lot of hoop houses. Those are very low tech greenhouses that don't have any supplemental heat, right? So they're just using solar energy to keep the crop warmer earlier in the spring or later in the fall, but they provide no heat in the winter times. Then you have traditional greenhouses, which provide heat, but their level of technology with inside the greenhouses are fairly low, and they're fairly inexpensive and moderately expensive to run. Then you have high-tech greenhouses, and that's where oftentimes we use the term glass house, because glass is probably the most expensive glazing we can use in the industry, but it's also one of the most efficient glazings we can use. Those greenhouses will oftentimes have supplemental light, very intricate heating systems, so they're a highly controlled environment. So you just think in terms of technology, a greenhouse represents all of it, but there are certain names that have come up depending on what sorts of the technology one's using.
So a greenhouse is using the natural light, and then there's supplemental light. Talk about the types of supplemental light and how that's changed over time.
Yeah. Well, for the most part, greenhouses are still using HPS, or high-pressure sodium lights, similar to the light lamps that one sees on most U.S. streets. So they've been using those, I would say, since the 60s and 70s. And if you do really look at history, you can find supplemental light using gas-lit sources all the way back into the late 1800s. So it all depends on what you're trying to do. If you're trying to manage the length of the day, the light fixtures have a tendency to be lower intensity. If you're trying to add more light to the crop to increase growth, then those have a tendency to be high pressure or high output light fixtures.
And what is this lighting allowing us to do, and how does it benefit the consumer?
What the lighting's allowing us to do is to grow crops in seasons when those crops don't naturally grow. Plants are very dependent on light, as we all know, for photosynthesis, but plants also grow and fruit and flower based on day length. So when the days are short, we're able to use light to trick the plants into thinking they're long days, which allow the plants to continue to be productive.
That's Chris Higgins of Urban Ag News with Growing Green. I'm Robert Colangelo. Remember to subscribe to the Green Sense Radio podcast on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher when you visit greensensefarms.com.